What is up, you beautiful fuckers? It is Stu. It is What the Fuck Gym Talk. So I made an Instagram post recently, which it's a common theme and I think I have 7 main theses. I don't fucking know what the plural is. Well, you guys get what I'm fucking talking about. I've got like 7 main things that I preach over and over and over and over and over. And one of the things I've been harping on forever is the concept of, you know, don't quit talking about your community. Focus on your culture. Every micro gym owner I like to, you know, that I see out there, the guys that I like, the guys I don't like, the people I know, the people I don't know, they're all just bragging about the community, which is cool. Like, you have an awesome, you have a group of people all paying you, and you actually enjoy their company, and they all stand for core values and core, you know, they still stand for what you stand for. I get it. But you've got to reverse engineer that, because in the same token that you sit there and you're like, no, I know, Stu, it probably sounds so cliche, and I know you probably hear it all the time, but the community here is just incredible. Dude, yeah, I hear that all the time, and so does everyone else. Every college, you know, campus tour guide says that. Every fraternity and sorority says that. Every company, when they're interviewing a top candidate, says that. Every fucking, like, neighborhood, like, oh, we're gonna love living here. It's such a cool community. Do you guys not fucking get that community is the most overgeneralized benefit, feature, amenity of every organization out there? So if you want to actually sound different and unique, you need to talk about something other than your community. And I know I come at you guys with like the clickbait of like, fuck your community. Tell me about your culture. Like, it with the whole like aggressive fuck your community thing. I don't actually mean fuck your community. I obviously know how important that is. But what I understand about culture, and if I could get you to understand the same thing, you will realize that you do not have to chase the cheese at the end of the maze, which is the community. All you will focus on is the culture, which is how you get to that end goal. And when you start focusing more on culture, a lot of cool things happen. You generally have less bad hires and then shitty firing experiences. You typically don't have anyone on staff that you loathe and just kind of like irk the shit out of you. Like, you guys ever have like an employee or a part-time coach and you just want to fucking punch in the throat on the reg, but you don't because you really don't want, you don't have anyone else to coach that 6:30 a.m. class every other Tuesday or whatever the fuck it may be? I'm here to talk to you about the idea that creating your culture, it stems from your core values. Get the book by Attraction by Gino Wickman. Read the part where he talks about the core values and then drive that home. Make yourself live them. So when I work with a new gym who's trying to reestablish their brand identity, I mean, new to me, not a new, I mean, sometimes it's a brand new concept gym, but when I'm working with a new client, we want to, you know, establish their identity, we go to core values. And then with the core values, I really harp on, make it so that everything you do echoes those things. Or you ever like know anybody who's like from New York and they were fucking Yankee everything? Everything they do, it's got New York on it. Like, they're just like the most hard, and you'd be like, dude, the most hardcore New York fan ever. That, like, whatever. The dude's core values are embodied in being a New Yorker, right? And wherever he lives now, he wants to let everyone know he's a New Yorker, right? He's going to compare every town and neighborhood and bar and restaurant and borough to New York, right? He's going to fucking be that guy at the bar that wants you to turn on the Yankees game when nobody else is watching it, right? I know this is all weird in a COVID scenario, but just hear me out. That is what I want you guys to be. I want you people to be like understand that your business embodies these things so much to an almost an obnoxious level until you realize, well, that's just who they are. We all have people that like take their personality, their DNA, their core values to an obnoxious level. And it's, as long as it's consistent and authentic, nobody really holds it against you. I want you guys to think about your culture that you create, about taking those core values to an obnoxious fucking level. And what that will do, that will create a culture in which anyone who just can't accept it, isn't down with it, whatever, just probably won't fuck with you too much. Gyms that don't want to be competitive, don't allow any competitive aspect of your culture. You can't, like, I got with the gym owners, like, we're not competitive. What are those 4 assholes over there doing? Yeah, well, they're just, you know, they've been here forever and they follow their own special independent programming that's a little bit more advanced. I'm like, okay, so again, you're trying to tell me that your culture is non-competitive. However, you are allowing competitive culture, which is going to create a competitive micro community or subculture inside of your gym, which will deviate from your overall mission, and it's going to cause a rift down the line. Do you see the fucking dominoes and how these fall down? The other thing with community is what it takes. It takes your acceptance that people make a community and you are not in charge of fucking people. You're not in charge. You cannot control whether they stay or go. You cannot guarantee retention. Retention is a customer service quality control scenario. And by you maintaining a 97% retention, 96% retention, you are doing everything you can to make people feel welcome so that their exit is generally forced upon by other aspects of their life, not due to something you did or didn't do. That's retention, okay? And when you accept that people are going to come and go, like your community, well, no, the community's great. Okay, so what's so valuable about this community? Well, the people in it are amazing. Okay, well, those people are going to leave at some point. Then what, fuckface? Well, yeah, but the new ones will come in. Okay, so is it those people or is it any of the people that come in? Think about that fucking statement. Think about what I just fucking said there. Is it really any of the people that come in through your doors? Because your marketing and branding and your consultation process weeds out people that don't agree with your culture, so that anybody that comes through the doors has kind of went through your culture filter, and now they fill your community with like-minded, common thought individuals, people with same common denominators? Or is it only those people that are currently here? No, those people, Eric and John and Tina and Sally, they helped me paint the walls and they've been clients forever and I went to their wedding. That's my community. No, they're not. My argument is this: the community in your micro gym is not composed of people. People are just the final manifestation of it. Your community is just composed of who's ever in the building at the time, because you've set the tone with the right culture. I want you guys all to really like download that statement. The community is not the people who are in your building. Your community is whoever's in your building at any given time, because they have gone through your culture filter. It doesn't matter who came through. You do such a good job of talking about your brand in such a way that only people who want to be around your culture would join. Only people who get what you're putting down would pay for the membership. You following me? This has nothing to do with individual people, because you can't control them. They're human fucking beings. They might be there in a month, they might not be, and you're not in control of it. But your culture, you are. The idea, like when people are like, oh, but I do it for my community. I screenshotted a post. I haven't gone off on this yet. I'm so conflicted on doing it. I think I talked about it maybe even in a previous podcast. There was a woman posted a fucking whatever, a Facebook post. And it was all about how she was so upset that her community had let her down and they weren't there and supported her through COVID. I'm assuming it means her customers quit or something. Like they left or they, and she was super upset about it. And like, she was like yelling at her customers or ex-customers on her Facebook business page. And I thought about it long and hard. I was just like, I want to go off on this lady and just use her as a fucking, you know, an example. But she's obviously in a fucked up, broken place, and it makes me feel bad. Guys, the individuals that make up your gym, whether they stay with you, whether they leave you, whether they're with you forever, whether they quit the second you raise prices, whether they like you or whether they like your coaches, whether they love your brand or they love your programming, I don't give a fuck. What I'm here to fucking tell you is that those individuals cannot be the thing of your business, the heartbeat of your business. And like, oh, the community is the heartthrob of this business, the soul of this business. No, you stupid fuck. It's the culture. The culture is there forever. The customers are not. You are not there to have 150 best friends, you immature fuck. You are literally there to create a business that has a personality. That personality manifests itself via community. And that, my friends, is ultimately what you are in control of. It's what you can own when you're there and when you're not there. The problem, another problem with fucking quote unquote community is that the community generally relies, as you guys all determine it and how I commonly hear it, around these certain people. And when these certain people leave, they're key pillars in your community, and the community breaks down and it's not the same. You guys have all had a group of members that were fucking ride or dies, and then one of them dropped, and then a little bit later another one dropped, and they took a couple with them, and like, and all of a sudden that community deteriorated. And then eventually a new individuals filled their place, and they were probably better than what you originally had when you look at it in hindsight. Like, as you look at that, do you not see what the problem is? Hanging your fucking hat on individuals you cannot control. But a culture, if you create a culture and leave, and that's a culture forever. And like, you, again, I use a sports reference in the beginning. Like, there's sports references like Philadelphia fans are assholes, right? Like there are people that just like you, there are cultures of community that like that is their brand, it's their reputation, and it exists long after it's created. Because it doesn't matter who the fans are, it doesn't matter whatever, like that culture, people know what that is. They've heard it, seen it, tasted it, felt it, read it over and over and over and over again for years. You have got to focus on your culture, guys. Like, again, the best micro gyms I've ever been to. You walk in, you talk to people. It's the culture that you recognize. I was like, no, my community is great. They are so welcoming when new people come in. No, it's not your it's not the people that did that, man. Give yourself some fucking credit. You created a culture. Maybe you didn't have anything to do with it. Maybe you didn't walk up to your current clients and ask them to be ambassadors for you when prospects come in. It just happened organically, but I promise you the way you probably made them feel when they first showed up instilled that bug in their fucking brain that, holy shit, I could be super cool with people. Like, I should, you know, he did that for me when I joined. I want to pay that forward. That's a culture. Not fucking community. You'll sound more mature like when you start using it. Metabolic just made a great post the other day where they talk about that all the time. They talk about culture too, and it's no surprise that Metabolic talks about culture because they get it. Community is a fucking chump ass fucking word. It is a chump ass bitch ass word. I am here to fucking say it. You need to be happy, you know, proud, advocate, give back, be endearing to your community. But that's not the focus. That's not what you rave about. That's not what you brag about. It's not what you put your effort and time and energy into. You put your time and effort and energy into the culture. And the guys, they can be like my boy Brian Strump. He owns CrossFit Steel Creek or Live Active Charlotte. I apologize, Brian. Me and Brian, you know, had a fun little back and forth like we always do. And you know, he's like, it's kind of like semantics. And he's damn right. Like, that is semantics, right? The arguments and conversations of, you know, the usage and meanings of words being interchangeable and whatnot. It is semantics, but it's very important. It's very important to me because culture breeds community. I just don't see enough of you guys focusing on culture because you allow things to slide in your gyms. You don't say things to certain clients. You give people special permissions because either you like them more, you're afraid they're going to quit, they're OGs, this person knows all these people, I'm afraid they're going to leave. Like, you have all these reasons that you allow your culture to not become consistent, and it impacts your end community. You know, I've never met a gym owner who's like, I love 100%. Every single person in here is literally the embodiment of everything we want. There's generally a few bad apples in there, and every gym has this. Even with the best culture in the world, guys, there's always going to be people who are going to slip through. It's going to happen, right? But it's very, very, very rare that I meet somebody that doesn't have the stereotypical cliche stories of that pocket of members or those members that are just the antithesis of their culture. And my belief is that if you really put that culture thing on a pedestal versus community, then you'd smother them and smoke them out. They wouldn't want to be there. Community to a lot of gym owners, like, how many people show up at the Christmas party? Oh, we had 180 people show up. Our community is awesome. Eat a dick. Fucking 180 people. Like, that's not, like, that's the number is not, that's a vanity metric, you piece of, like, that's not community. You're, that is a number. I could give away fucking, hey, free blowjobs and fucking toasters. Be here at 8 p.m. Fucking there, y'all. 180 people. Good, great, grand. All right? Here's some fucking face masks. Come on. Like, guys, focus on the culture. And it won't matter who's there, how many are there. The culture will be present. And I promise you, as long as you tie that culture around your brand's core values, it'll be like, it'll just be the embodiment and soul of your brand. Just you can feel that kind of energy when you're around those people. So anyway, rant over. Love you fuckers. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Stay sanitized. Peace the fuck out.